1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And we are on our annual Thanksgiving Stuck in Traffic show. 1-800-449-8686. If you're jammed in traffic, you want to give us a call. Let's go to, is this Galen? Galen, go ahead.
Hello, Phil Gayshaw.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And I'm enjoying your program. And I wanted to ask you about the music that you're playing this evening as you speak. I'm listening to a piece of very delightful music. Can you tell me the name of that?
It's called The Dance of the Sugar Plums.
The Dance of the Sugar Plums. It's delightful, just delightful. Enjoying your program? And are you taking any requests?
No, I am not.
All right, he's not taking any requests. He's not taking any requests. My mother's with me. We're traveling down to the Platte River this evening, Phil. We're going to visit my brother and my sister-in-law and a couple of her nephews. So it's called The Dance of the Sugar Plums.
Is that your mother?
Yes, it is, Phil.
All right, I got to get going. Thank you.
It's called Dance of the Sugar Plums. It's called Dance of the Sugar Plums.
All right, thank you, sir. I got to get going.
It's called Dance of the Sugar Plums. Oh, look at that, an open door indicator. Phil, I'm sorry, I've got to swing around and get my mother. She fell out. Hold on for a second, Phil. Let me just swing around here. I've got to go over the median. Jeez, I hope I don't get a ticket. You know, the police are such... Yeah, oh, there she is, yeah. I don't know if that's her or a bag of clothing.
All right, well, thank you, sir.
Oh, you got it, Phil. That's just delightful.
All right, it's time now to go to another memory from the past 12 months. This is Vernon Dozier. Vernon got involved with a 15-year-old student via email. Now, there's nothing going on that I remember from this bit, but Vernon says he just wants a little to reach out and have some female contact, even if she is 15, because his wife is, quote, a beast.
I'm sitting here at the high school right now waiting for my 16-year-old daughter. I understand. And
Does she get on any of these chat rooms, ma'am?
Yes, she does.
All right.
But they're not with, they're with friends,
yeah,
people that she knows, not with older men or women.
Well, I was monitoring on behalf of the parent-teacher board at our school, and that's all it was. It's just they were talking about snapping bra straps, and I said, hey, you know, when I was a kid, I used to do that, look up a dress or some kind of silly thing like that. It's no big deal.
Excuse me. You shouldn't. I'm so outraged. Out of respect for you, you've had a lot of accomplishments.
Thank you.
I feel sorry for you with your wife's situation.
I appreciate
but really,
that.
Frankly, it has nothing to do with your relationship with this girl. If it were me, my daughter's turning 17 in a few months. I still would not want you to contact her because it's inappropriate. When she's 18, she can do whatever she wants. I will have no control over that.
You said your daughter's 16, ma'am?
She's 16, going on 17.
Oh, yeah? So she gets on these chat rooms and everything, huh?
Yes.
Kathy,
but if
have
I
you
knew...
ever had to push food under a door for someone you love?
Okay, now you keep talking about your wife.
I just want to know, have you ever had to push food under a door for someone you...
Yeah, your wife has nothing to do with this now, Mr. Dozier.
Right.
With fairness, we're trying to talk...
Okay, so neither one of you...
You talk about...
I just want to know, have you ever had to slide a metal tray under a door?
No, and you shouldn't have to. She needs help.
She needs to go to a hospital.
You need to help her.
I can't get into the... Who's going to go in there and throw
you
a net on her?
You call somebody to come and help her.
Well,
you're
ma'am,
not doing anything to help her, and you're reaching out to a 15-year-old girl who has a sympathetic ear to you. There are other people that can do that, too.
You know how these girls are. Now, I will say something, and I think you're a wonderful mother, but how do you know that what's going on with you right now isn't a little bit of jealousy?
What?
Are you jealous of your daughter getting on a chat room and meeting and hooking up?
I can do that too,
what?
But with a goat. It's friendship, but it's a friendship on the same age level. You need help. You're having problems.
Well.
No, I'm not saying. You know, I know you're having personal problems with your wife. It's situation at home. You have all these things that accomplishments and things. Which is great, but you need to share them with people your own age.
Shut up.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I was...
Who were you telling to shut up?
I was actually telling my wife to shut up.
Didn't even have to talk to her.
Like,
you have no...
banging on the door.
You know, you ask for respect for yourself. You need respect for other people.
Hold on.
Including your wife.
Mr.
You're not
Dozier,
helping her.
If you have to deal with something...
Hold on for a minute.
I told you to shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
I want to just say to you, Kathy, if your daughter is 16 and she's in these chat rooms, be careful because there are some pervs out there that want to, you know,
like
touch her.
You that don't you're not respecting her parent, her mother.
Mr. Henry, if you could hold on for just a minute.
Maybe you need
Mr.
to
Henry,
take care of...
Shut your mouth up.
Mr. Henry, if I were you,
well, I gotta get
please, please get someone to his address and help her, because he's not going to.
I got to get a bib for her now. I don't know what's going on up there. But
no
I think
one
you,
needs to help
if you're
her
jealous of your
him.
Daughter, I bet she's young and firm and one of those freaking
Excuse
nature
me?
Girls. Well, if,
just listen to the way you're talking.
Yeah, listen to how you're talking.
No, I'm just... You
scare
have to...
scare me, frankly.
Sir, or ma'am, I mean, that's... You have
no business in these chat rooms. It's scary the way you're talking the way you're being derogatory to other people, to women. It's scary. You need help, and your wife certainly needs help. I hope someone calls someone to help her.
I've been taking care of my wife the best way I know how. The best thing for my wife
is iron bars
on that window.
See, just listen to you talk.
See, do you hear what you're saying? That's not compassion.
You don't need compassion
with
what's living upstairs.
I hope the right people are listening to this show.
And if you've got a daughter, and I say this with all due respect, Kathy's one of them, I guess you call it kind of freaking nature girls. She's big up top.
Me?
And well, if she's big up top.
Vernon Dozier on the Phil Henry Show. That's from around Christmas time. That's a very appropriate thing. Vernon hitting up on a 15-year-old in a chat room because his wife is chained to a bed upstairs. Good Lord. Hey, Tucker, how you doing, man? Tucker?
Yes.
How you doing, brother?
Good. I love your show.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, you don't have a brother who looks just like you, and they don't call you the Tucker twins, do they?
I'm not sure.
All right. That's cool. Where you at, man?
Augusta.
Augusta, Georgia? Augusta, Maine?
Maine.
Aha! I bet you it's a windswept night there tonight, huh?
Sure.
Waves crashing on the cliffs.
Hey, is there any by any chance I can get an autographed picture?
Sure, dude. Let's see, how do we do that? Bud, how do we do that?
Well, you gotta send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Can you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope?
Me?
Yeah, you'd have to do that.
No.
Or anybody could.
I'm not sure how to do that.
All right, Bud, how does he do it?
Get an envelope and put a stamp on it, and then have your address on it. And then send that in another envelope with our address on it.
Did you get that, man?
I love that voice.
Time now for a... It's time now for... this is Jay Santos. No, who are we doing here? Jay Santos? Operation Rain or Shine? Operation Rain or Shine, Jay Santos. If you're driving on a wet road, you've got to pick up speed, man, because it's the only speed that's going to help your tires grip the road. That's why Jay is out there tailgating people.
I'm 65 years old, and I've drove on icy roads for the last 55 years.
Here we go.
And this fellow that's trying to tell me that he's going to drive up behind me and get mad because I'm driving too slow on icy conditions when you can't see and you can't, and it's slick, he shouldn't have a driver's license. He shouldn't even be on the highway. And he's trying to tell me that he's some kind of a would-be cop.
Wait a
minute. He ain't got brains enough to pour out of a boot.
Well, I don't know. That means, pour tinkle out of a boot?
First of all, Don, your name's Don?
You're right.
Let me get another gentleman on the line here, too, because we don't have a lot more time. I'll get another caller on with Don. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Don, you're on with Lloyd.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Lloyd.
Yes. Do I speak or...
Well, Don, you finish your comments.
What, are you going to double-team me? Or?
I just want to hear what these two men have to say because we have to move on. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. Well, this man's trying to tell me I should drive 60 miles an hour on black ice.
Well, look, you know, you're going out there and you're keeping everybody behind you from going...
If everybody's driving over 60 miles an hour on black ice, they either don't have brain one in their head or they don't know anything about driving.
Hey,
they've come out of the sunny south somewhere and they've never been...
But you must live so far north that they don't even have any telecommunication. Satellite doesn't even reach up there.
That's right.
I want to jump
in. We're very fortunate. We don't have half-wits like you trying to tell us they're cops and they're going to write tickets and we should be run off the road.
Sir, I wear a blue armband with a pith helmet. We have a fully identified uniform. And
this man is saying he doesn't want you tailgating him while he's trying to control his car over an icy stretch of highway. And
let me jump in if I could, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
This guy comes up behind me and tries to tailgate. I got 25,000 pounds of recreational vehicle that I operate between Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon, once a year, and you come up behind me with your pretend police makeup and your costume, and I'll pull the vehicle over so you can write me your little pretend ticket, and well, I'll have a 9-iron with me from my golf bag. And when I get done working on you, it'll be an eagle shot. What do you think about that?
That's very colorful. The fact of the matter is, what do you think about that, Don?
I think that's a beautiful idea. I was thinking a little stronger, but I'll agree with you.
Well, you could get a Louisville Slugger, 32-ounce.
Okay, so in other words, you guys would beat the hell out of him.
Well, at that time, I'd have to drop both of you gentlemen. You're both elderly. It wouldn't be that hard.
You sound like a little Hitler.
You two guys are what we call the old coot hazard. You both shouldn't be driving anyway. You should both be watching Matlock and just... Yeah,
you. All right, there it is. A little bit there from our friend Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and that, of course, Jay with Operation Rain or Shine. It's the Phil Hendry Show, Thanksgiving Stuck in Traffic presentation, and we'll be back with more of our memories from the past year. And if you want to call and tell us what living traffic nightmare you're in, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, Raj Fanin and Herb Sewell on the one and only world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, coming up, we have a Raj Fanin citizenship test, and we also have a Herb Sewell. Herb talks about the Michael Jackson molestation trial and the accusations. Nothing compared to what Herb went through as a kid. And, I'm trying to find this American Idol audition that had Lloyd, Margaret, Arcee, and Ted Bell auditioning for American Idol. You're listening to our Stuck in Traffic Thanksgiving Eve show. This is Phil Hendry, and we are broadcasting to you live from our international headquarters here in, actually, we are in Vietnam this evening. And I'd like to thank the Vietnamese National Broadcasting Company for allowing us to use their studios here in Ho Chi Minh City. It's just delightful. Let's go over here. I got John on the line. Hello, John.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
It's going very well, pal. How are you tonight?
All right.
Yeah, cool.
I hear Mr. Hall comes on and harasses you.
Yeah, he does occasionally.
Yeah. You know what you tell him?
What?
He's so ugly that he has to trick-or-treat by telephone.
Okay, I'm going to do that, man.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
He's so ugly he has to trick-or-treat by telephone.
Uh-huh.
All right,
so
dude,
how you doing?
I'm doing very good. Are you having a good bird thing or Thanksgiving evening? Or
yes,
what are you,
sir.
At home?
Uh-huh.
What a loser. No, I'm kidding. Are you going to be going anywhere tomorrow?
No.
Are you going to just stay by yourself? So you'll be staying by yourself?
Yep.
Well, okay. Do you cut out the... You know what's fun to do on Thanksgiving when you're by yourself?
What's that?
Get pictures from a magazine and just cut the eyes out of them.
Okay.
So it's spooky looking. And then have that taped all through your apartment. That way, when the police finally do enter the residence, they nod and they go, yep.
Uh-huh.
Yes, just what we thought.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
did Harry
Johnny?
Tell you I have a friend named Chris? That, they want to email to get them some help or something.
Okay, thank you very much. No, what is that, John? What are you talking about? Email to get him help, what?
He has cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay, you want me to email him?
No, they're going to get some help, they're going to write you.
Yes, ma'am. And he talks like a terrorist to me because that's what they call us, pigs.
Oh, please.
And I have a doctorate degree. I learned all of that in school. I can answer most of what was said. But, after you've studied this, your wife can learn it if
well,
she
you
wants
studied
to be in this
school.
Country.
You studied it in school, and I bet you can't answer the
question. Well, I don't have to answer you.
Yes, you do.
You have to answer that to be in our country. And
who's
if your
the president?
Wife don't want to, if your wife doesn't want to be, wants to be in this country, I don't think you should even have a right to be here the way you talk.
Can I ask this lady a question?
Don't be insulting.
I just want to ask easy questions.
You call us pigs and stupid. I've been listening to you.
Not you.
Yes, you did, and all you're talking about is McDonald's.
But you go to Carl's Jr., don't you?
You know what I think about you? I think you're stupid.
How many crullers from Dunkin' Donuts did you eat today?
I don't have to answer any of your questions.
See, that means yes, you ate
crullers. I don't have to answer your questions
because
I have a doctorate degree, and I do know.
Hold on. Both everybody, just calm down. This is Phil.
Okay.
Now, I want to say... Hold on, Juanita.
What did she say? She has a doctoring degree? What kind of degree? You have a doctorate degree?
Yes, I do.
What kind of doctor are you, ma'am?
I'm a doctor of philosophy.
Bull crap.
Got to watch it.
Do well, what?
Look, if you're a doctor of philosophy...
In theology.
In theology. Theology or philosophy or both? Both of them.
Right,
okay.
I have both. Now, let me tell you something. If you want to be in this country...
All right, hold on. What did you want to ask the lady?
I just simply want to ask Juanita one small thing, then I will say, let her say, can you eat a dozen Bavarian cream donuts in one sitting?
I don't want to talk about food. I want to talk about the country.
Okay, let's
all
which one, Egypt?
All you do is keep going back to the food and you call us pigs.
But that's all American
that
knows.
That sounds to me like you're a terrorist.
Is your point, Mr. Finneen, that the only thing Americans really know anything about is fast food?
The only thing they know in great depth together, yes.
Well, this lady's a doctor of theology.
No, I know this lady educated, but if you took all American and there is one subject that they all knew as well as the next, that would be... Crullers, Dunkin' Donuts, McFish, you know.
You're calling us pigs. You are calling us stupid.
Well, you have to admit.
Why don't you go back to Egypt?
You have to admit for a doctor of philosophy.
Why don't you go back to Egypt?
Because I don't want to.
Well, then shut your mouth about our country.
No, there's free speech. I will exercise the free speech.
Well, you can have free speech, but I don't appreciate you calling us pigs. You have to be part of a terrorist to do it.
I just mean that if...
to be a terrorist to be doing that.
I think you have a doctorate in philosophy like I've got one. Anyway...
Well, I beg your pardon.
Why did you choose the fried chicken?
Did you just call me a liar?
Well, let me ask you this.
Did you just call me a liar?
Yes, I did. Now,
why are you calling the woman a liar?
Why are we keeping him on this radio?
I don't, ma'am.
Because he's stupid.
I'm very sorry, ma'am.
I want to know, do you choose fried chicken or the garden salad?
I'd say all he can talk about
is
food, and he thinks we're all stupid over here, so he's stupid.
No, I don't think you're stupid, but you want to answer...
Yes, you did. You called us stupid and pigs.
I didn't call you stupid. I said some of the... How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Raj Finneen and his whole fast food hang-up. So what do you think, the chicken or the garden salad? There's Raj, and this is our Stuck in Traffic show. You know, all of the bits that you hear tonight on the Phil Hendry Show were done on our program over the last 12 months. None of these cuts, by the way, are going to be on our Best Of CD. The Best Of CD is even better than all this stuff, and it's available right now. Online at www.philhenryshow.com. Get our Best of 2005 CD. And if you think I'm pocketing any of the money that we make from that, how I wish. But no, that all goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. Here is Brian. Brian, how are you?
All right, man.
Very good.
Hey, I just want to know, who's your favorite character out of everything you do? I mean, what do you dig the most?
Well, I when he works, probably Pastor William Rennick, because he's a lot of fun to just scream and yell, you know?
Right.
A tough character. He's a tough character to do, because not everybody screams and yells. And to do a character like that, there's some subtlety to it. But I like him.
You think Chris Norton gets about the biggest out of it comes to just a rise out of people?
Chris probably gets a big, he's probably got a pretty good sized rise, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean out of people?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's so stupid that it's tough to believe the guy. But, you know, when he gets on his whole sexuality thing, it's a pretty beautiful thing. So what are you doing tomorrow, man?
It's Turkey Day. I'm going over to brother-in-law's house.
Oh, okay.
Doing the turkey thing.
Are you the brother-in-law that they go, oh, here he comes, because, you know, there's no one with you, or are you?
No, I'm usually the brother-in-law that's the one always doing all the crap for Thanksgiving. Right. This time,
All right, well, have a happy one, brother. I got to take a break, okay? Thank you, Brian, for calling us, man.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And welcome back to our Thanksgiving Eve program, our Stuck in Traffic Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we have on the line Vernon. Vernon, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Phil. Thank you for playing I heard the phone call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You called our show previously this year, huh?
Yeah, I did. Can I ask a little bit of a favor? And I asked the gentleman, and he said I had to talk to you, and I understand I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Could I ask you not to play the music you're playing right now, which I believe is the Sugar Plum Fairy Suite? And I'm asking you as a gentleman, please, to please take it off.
Well, I kind of like it. It's very...
I'm asking you as a gentleman to please take it off. Please take it off.
Sir, why is the...
I love your program, and I want to continue to listen to your show. But that music is all of the little tinkling, the bell sounds and everything. I don't want to hear it. Man, I don't want to hear it no more.
What is the problem? What's going on, bud?
Here.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? Okay, you want it? You got it. You want it? You got it. You want the fastball? Okay, it's coming in high and tight. Here it is. And I'm not proud of this. I'm a happily married man. In 1991, I met a gentleman in New York City. I was there on a recruiting trip for our football team. I want you to know I am a straight man, but I fell in with a group of people in New York City, and it happens. When you go to New York City, you fall in with certain kinds of people. And one of these people was a gentleman who danced in the New York City Ballet. We had a summer that I thought was going to turn into something.
So are you talking about a sexual relationship?
Well, if I got to explain it to you, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Are you telling me that you this music reminds you of a guy that you dated who was in the New York City Ballet?
Yes, I am, and I can hear you smiling because I know you think it's funny. I know the kind of program you do. I know you think everything's gay this and gay that. I am straight. There is no denying that I'm straight. But for one glorious summer, Jeff and I...
Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But his name isn't Lance. See, that's the whole thing with you people. Now, when I see that, I'm hearing that, and I can still see him. I can still see him coming out and just, he used to glide. I can't explain it.
I'll bet he glided.
Oh. You are so jealous. That's your problem.
Did he have a bulge?
He had a sizable package. You guys are just...
Get out of here, will you?
I'm asking you to turn that music...
All right, it's time now for another one of our moments from the past year. This is Herb Sewell, who said that Michael Jackson stuff ain't nothing compared to what he went through. Herb Sewell was in a mental hospital for 8 years for the criminally insane for what he did. And yet he's, pulling himself together and is a special commentator for our program on perversion when we need it. Here's Herb Sewell from January of this year and his whole take on his life.
I cannot believe that we're actually sitting here listening to a psychotic person like this man trying to tell us about what's happening with Michael Jackson. I have children. First of all, he should be gone to court just like everybody else. This is about a child. This is about a child that may have been molested by anybody, not including just Michael Jackson. We pay taxes just like everybody else, whether he's a star or anything else. And you sitting up here talking about thank goodness for medication, you're out there, you should still be locked up. You and all the rest of those people who are running around here who did whatever you were supposed to do. You have no idea and nothing at all. How could you possibly know anything at all about Michael Jackson?
Well, ma'am, you have to understand that I was
You're not a doctor.
I was incarcerated for some pretty horrible things.
But you're not a doctor,
things.
And you should still be incarcerated.
Well,
you should still.
The way
you're laughing about it, it's not a funny situation.
Well, no, it's not. I don't think
it's
it is funny.
It's not funny at all, whatsoever.
I was chemically castrated. I've been treated.
Well, you need to be chemically castrated.
Well,
but the bottom line is, this is not a laughing matter. This is about a child.
I think what's happening here...
And Michael Jackson
can I jump in,
is
Linda?
Not better than anybody else.
Linda, let me jump in. It's Phil. What's happening here, Mr. Sewell, is you have a nervous laugh...
I understand that.
Which puts people off a little bit.
But you need to understand that when I think back on the horror that I was and the fact that I survived it, it's almost amusing. it really is. You should have been me and seen the horror that I inflicted, and now I'm walking around a free man. And
oh, my God.
What?
You're an abomination, and you need to still be locked up.
Why,
and the bottom line is, if Michael Jackson did anything, he should be locked up, too. That's the bottom line.
I will tell you a story, Linda. I think you'll find it interesting. When I was at Atascadero, and I had gone through the final phase of my treatment, and I talked to a man by the name of Walter Belhaven, who has been at Atascadero now for 33 years. They'll never let him out. The things he's done, they'll never let him out. And he showed me the newspaper. He said, Herb, have you heard about this Michael Jackson? And he literally...
And so you think that the American public, like myself and everybody else, is supposed to go
himself.
On what you say? On what you say happened?
No, I'm saying that Walter Belhaven, the last thing I remember was his howling laughter as I walked through those gates.
Who cares? The bottom line is Michael Jackson is accountable for his own actions like we are. We go to work and get up every day, and we have to worry about protecting our children.
Well, I'm very surprised you take that attitude. You're African-American,
obviously. No, I'm not surprised about the attitude at all. My attitude is for me to be on the phone.
Are you not a fan?
A psychotic like you in the first place.
Well, Linda,
look. Talking about Michael Jackson. You have no realm in knowing what's happening with Michael Jackson's mind.
Michael Jackson.
And if he laid down with a child and took a picture of a naked child and touched him at all, he was supposed to get prosecuted for it.
It's a crime against a child. Naked? Do you say naked child?
Regardless.
Put it colloquially.
Regardless. It was a child, and it's a crime against a child.
Yes, it's a crime.
And he should be prosecuted like everyone else.
I was prosecuted.
It's not funny either.
I was chemically. I don't think it's funny. It's a nervous laugh.
Oh, man.
Because, well, what do you find? Look, if you look
back. What I find amusing is that you're going to tell us that you and all your psychotic friends are going to sit up and be hysterically laughing about something that's going on with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson have children himself, and if someone else had put the shoe on his foot, if he was running around and somebody said somebody touched one of his children, he'd be out there trying to kill him.
That's a good point.
But the bottom line is, if he touched somebody else's child, he's supposed to be accountable just like everyone else.
Hold on, Linda. I want to ask you something, Mr. Sewell. You mentioned this guy, Walter Belhaven.
Oh, Walter Belhaven was a walking monster. He was a miracle of modern monstrosity. What he did to an entire orphanage of children shouldn't even be repeated. But I will tell you that the last thing I heard was him laughing almost like a hyena, reading about Michael Jackson and saying, can you believe they're prosecuting this chicken and it rhymes with the word bit?
There it is. Why do I keep taking the music out of the thing? You know, that's not your fault, bud. That's mine.
Yeah.
I keep taking out that sugar plum. I know why, because that last guy, I began to feel bad for him. That gentleman who called and said that he wanted me to take off the Dance of the Sugar Plums because it reminded him of an ill-fated affair with a dancer from the New York City Ballet. Very sorry, sir. My apologies. However, it's back. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, December 11th, we'll be at the Santa Anita Mall, is it? Yeah, or Dave & Buster's in Arcadia for the signing of our 2005 CD. We'll be back with a little piece from, you remember when we did the Bryant Grant Lakers show? When I was pretending I was Brian Grant, and it caused a little bit of hysteria when we first went on a sports station. That's coming up, as well as a Justin McElroy bit on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to get into a bit real fast here. We've got some people hanging on to talk to us. This is the famous Brian Grant, the L.A. Laker Brian Grant show, which I pretended I was Brian Grant, and cats called in because they didn't know what Brian Grant sounded like. It's actually me, but these dudes are all upset because Brian was bagging on Lithuanians because he said Vlade Divac had cheese on his breath. Here it is, Brian Grant.
Brian Grant here on Laker Line. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, not too well, man. I'm listening to you make some really derogatory comments about Lithuanians. I happen to be of full Lithuanian heritage. I'm first-generation American.
Well, yeah, but you American.
Some of the things you're saying.
No, you American.
No. But my family is all, my father, my mother, everybody's from Lithuania.
Were they born over there? They come over here?
They were born there, they came here, and I was born here in America. But
well, maybe you can help me out. You know, I don't mean, I told you, I said Vladdy's a wonderful guy. And Sasha, great guy, you know. But
yeah, but you're making some bad comments.
Well, what's all this with the cheese they eat? You know, why is that?
I don't know anything about the cheese.
Well,
the
here's the thing. I'll tell you what I mean. Vlade come in, he smelled like a goat or something. I said,
if you want to eat
American cheddar or some kind of nice sharp cheddar, you want a slice of onion, that's good. Vlade coming in eating all that, I don't know what they make it with.
Goat or some kind of thing?
What's that about, man? What's that about? You know?
No, bro, it's stereotypical, man. And that's terrible.
Well, what's up with that? Okay, I know what I want to ask you. What's up with that Munster cheese? Y'all eat that?
Oh, man. That's just an American product, bro.
A Munster, you know, Munster cheese American? No.
Munster cheese is...
Well, I can't hear the gentleman. Is the gentleman there? Okay, I lost him. Are you there, sir? Okay, there he is, because we lost you for a moment, for just a second there, Hank.
No, no, we're getting off the point here is what I'm saying, Grant. You're talking very derogatorily. I mean, you're talking about these guys.
Well, you can call me Brian. Don't call me by my last name. I'll call you Brian.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like that, but no. I mean, after the way you're talking about these guys, you're being stereotypical just because you have a problem with Lithuanian athletes invading the NBA.
Well, here's the thing. You know as well as I do we're doing it on account of them all war-torn and everything. Got to have a place to go, you know.
No,
sorry, why don't you come on over here and play some ball, you know? Why don't you come over to American Ball, since you're all going to get shot if you stay where you are, you know? That's wrong.
No, it's not the point, man. The problem is you're riding the bench. I don't mean to be rude or anything like that, and these guys are taking your job.
I'm a role player. I admit that. I'm a role player. Hey,
yeah, but
tell
if you're going to be a role player, play your role right. I mean,
I tell you what.
Nothing against your skills. I'm not trying to get on you personally for your ability, but the way you're talking about your teammates, how do you expect the Lakers to do well with you? You know, shooting off your mouth like this.
You know, we do good when I can walk up to a man and I can say, and Hank, I don't know about what you do for a living, you know, but I think it's a healthy environment. I walk up to Vlad, I walk up to a man, if we're in the middle of a losing streak, and I can walk up to Vlad, I can say, you know something, I got to tell you something. You come in here, you smell like five different kind of goat every night.
Man.
And dude, and what I'm trying
to
say
is, how do you smell after a workout?
Hey, brother, hey, man.
How do you smell after a two-hour workout?
Tell you what, I don't smell good, but I smell good coming in the locker room at night. I'm talking about when he show up. I'm talking about when a man shows up.
You know, even, I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
Hygiene.
So what I'm saying to you is, if we're in the middle of a 10-game losing streak, I got to be able to clear the air a little bit. I walk up to the man and say, look, you know, I know we're losing everything. Can you, maybe you can do your part. But not walking in here every night smelling like a petting zoo. I use deodorant. My personal hygiene is 150%. Brian Grant is the epitome of good hygiene.
What does this have to do with ball? What does this have to do with playing
because
the game?
Because I'm trying to say to you that when we are in the middle of a tough streak, if we are down, if the team not playing together, I got to be able to walk up to a man and just kind of voice my opinion.
Man, that has nothing to do with the game. And you know what, quite honestly,
well,
I gotta
pull my pro card now. Because I'm a pro. I play the game, you don't. See what I'm saying?
No, that's not the point.
No, that's the point. No disrespect to the Lakers. And I say to man, you come in here smelling like the L.A. petting zoo every night, man. And I have to go on the floor and play with you. That's a problem.
You guys, you should concentrate more about improving the game instead of worrying about what Vladdy smells like.
Well, that's a good point. All right, I take that. Look, brother, I don't mind listening to what you got to say as long as you hear what I got to say. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think it's terrible what you're saying is what I'm trying to get through.
I'm saying now that you got to lighten up a little bit.
Well, no, all right. Listen, man.
All right, I got to go because everybody waving.
What about black athletes? What would
everybody,
you say then?
About what black? I ain't talking about no race. I'm talking about a country. The man comes from a place where they're like six different kind of goats.
So anyway, that was us last year doing the Brian Grant show, and people were calling. And I got a call from Brian Grant's publicist in Portland, and he was a very nice guy. He said, would you please, you got to not do that, because Brian's a good guy, and he does an awful lot for the community. And so, you know, we usually don't disclaim things. Unless it's somebody we don't like. Brian Grant, we like. Now, I'll go on the air and say I'm Tim Robbins and not say anything. I won't, you know, because I can't stand him. I love his movies, but him? God, I just wish once he was running across a freeway trying to, you know, because he had a flat and he's trying to get to a phone. Just once, and I'm coming down there. Nah, anyway. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take some phone calls on our Thanksgiving Eve. Isn't that a nice sentiment for Thanksgiving Eve here on the Phil Hendry Show, running over Tim Robbins? We'll be right back. Hey, the music stopped, man. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tell me that again.
And then, well, it's a very nice custom, Mr. Hendry, that you bury the turkey in the ground, much the way the Polynesians do, and the turkey and the meat just falls right out of the bone.
RC, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I was listening to this guy. You're kidding me.
What?
You're telling me you bury a turkey in the ground and cook it like your pan face?
Young man, I learned this in the Polynesian, the South Pacific, and the meat falls right off the bone.
Yeah, I got your bone. Oh, boy, what I love.
All right, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Well, he's the one that called up calling me a pet.
All right, let's go to another call here. Now, who's been hanging on the longest here? I got Sam. Hi, Sam. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Welcome and happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Yeah, dude. I've
been listening to your show for about 4 or 5 years now.
Cool.
And
thank you.
It's really great. My five favorite characters, not that you actually asked, but...
I didn't ask, so no, thanks for calling. No, go ahead.
Well, I have them pictured in my head what they look like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like Ted Bell.
Yeah.
Ted Bell would be, to me... kind of like the type of guy in the 60s that would wear a Nehru jacket unbuttoned to the navel.
Yeah, exactly.
Fake tan,
right.
Medallion.
I'm telling you, the meat falls off the bone.
Will you shut up? The guy's, yeah, he is kind of that posing.
Yeah, kind of a poser.
Right, 70s, circa 70s Jack Ball, yeah.
Yeah, Vernon Dozier's kind of a big, older guy.
You bury it in a basket.
Okay. Look at Sam. Thank you, pal.
Okay.
For your call. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
And it falls right off of your bone.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Drug addict.